This is WNYC in New York. I'm Amy Eddings. We just heard about the economic stimulus package and what it could offer for artists and the National Endowment for the Arts. Now I'm joined by WNYC's Matthew Sherman, and we are going to dig a little deeper and find out what President Obama's economic stimulus plan might do for New York City. We just spoke with Harvard economist Ed Glaser in WNYC's Financial 411, and Matthew, I'll talk about his point of view in a moment. But first, let's do that digging. Let's talk about what New York is expected to get through this economic stimulus package.
Right, Amy. Well, as has already been announced, New York City itself is expected to get $3.4 billion, but that's just Medicaid spending and education spending. So the exact amount through all the different sources for New York City itself isn't really known. But to give you some perspective, New York State, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, just came out with an analysis state by state looking at all the different pots of money in that stimulus plan. They say about $21 billion and counting from all the different sources, food stamps, unemployment aid, and then this sort of infrastructure spending as well. And that's over the next 2 to 4 years. Just to give you an example, that's going to make a difference in the state budget, which is facing a $15 billion deficit over the next 2 years. So it's even more than that, but it's over 4 years. So it comes out to fill that gap pretty well.
So a lot of money for governments to relieve their budget problems. Economist Ed Glaser was telling me he doesn't think the money coming to the city is going to make a big dent. The city has a $1.2 trillion economy. Now, when President Obama first started talking about this stimulus package, he was comparing it to the building of the interstate highway system. Aren't we supposed to be building things with this money as opposed to helping relieve the state and the city of their Medicare payments and paying for education?
That was originally the idea, or at least one of the ideas, and I'm sure the Obama people will say, well, it's still in there. Maybe it's not. And if you add up all the different energy investments, research, it's not just bricks and mortar, because we're a new 21st century economy, right? We got to move into other sorts of things. But what sort of happened is that this pressure to move the money out the door quickly went into and collided with the fact that even these MTA projects people are talking about that have been on the drawing board for years, it would take 6 months just to bid out and award the bid, and then another 3 to 4 months after that in order to get a shovel in the ground. That's November.
Yeah, yeah. So not fast enough. Speaking of budget problems, the MTA's got a really big one. Three men in a room in Albany, Governor Patterson, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, and the new Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith met today. Part of their conversation was the Ravitch Commission's proposal on ways to get more funding for the MTA. Is the MTA getting any of this economic stimulus money? And if so, what will they use it for?
Oh, yes. They're hoping for at least $1 billion, maybe up to $1.5 billion is what I'm hearing. They have a bunch of projects that they had to put off from their capital budget last June, and they want to get some of those funded again. Things like 10 stations on the D line in Brooklyn would be rehabilitated, a new fan ventilation plant in Jackson Avenue in Queens, which was a site of a terrible fire in 1990 that killed riders, finally getting those projects funded. So those are on their wish list, as well as some new ones, $200 million, for example, to help bail out the troubled Fulton Street Transit Center, which is now up, according to their documents, going to cost $1.4 billion.
Wow. Wow. Now, how did the MTA choose which projects would be funded? Is this a function of being shovel-ready, as you were mentioning, something that will have a faster hit than the November timeline you were proposing?
Well, no, that's counting the November timeline. I mean, some of these might be, but really when you count, like, everything's supposed to be competitively bid. And even though these projects have been on the drawing boards, we're still talking about, 6 months maybe. So to get it out to bid and another maybe 3 or 4 months to actually get off the ground.
So what was the criteria for choosing these projects if it wasn't readiness?
That is shovel ready.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
In the government's definition. If you read the bill, what you'll see, Amy, is about half of these shovel-ready transit projects are supposed to be contracted within 120 days. The other half, they don't even talk about.
Lastly, Matthew, it sounds like state budgets will be made whole with this economic stimulus plan, but how is this plan supposed to stimulate the economy?
Well, if you're talking about construction jobs, building schools or roads or subway stations, obviously that's construction jobs. The MTA says, well, we move people around. We're good for the economy of New York. This is why New York can be so concentrated. But, you know, in terms of the bailing out the state budget, the Obama administration thinks that's got to be a part of the picture also, because we can't let our state government start laying people off. That'll just create more problems. So we'll print money and the states can spend it.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy.